I am Pastor Lester Hayes, here with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes, and we're here with Pastor Eric Phoebe Davis, Morning Carter Voice of Christ Ministry, and in their home tonight, set up to pray. We thank God for being here. Amen. So we're going to be praying from the heart tonight. I will be opening the prayer tonight. I'll be praying a prayer, matter of fact, out of the book of Titus, one of my scripture references I give them to your front, the first chapter, verse 9, and then the second chapter, verse 1, and then the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 3 of the King James Bible. Those would be some of my scripture references, but I'll pray scriptures throughout the prayer tonight. And if I were to give a prayer topic to this, is prayer about the praying, preaching, teaching, believing, and living of sound doctrine according to the Word of God. So that's where my focus will be tonight. I think that we need to pray more about these areas that people will incorporate more sound doctrine, not just doing stuff. We got a foothold on it because we pray from this prayer tube with scripture references. We teach and preach sound doctrine. So I want that to be a universal a theme that people just catch a hold to, and I'm hoping that this prayer will serve as a breakthrough toward that for the future. This is one of the ways we're going to build a better life, a best life, for a better future. You know, praying prayers about the Word of God, or praying the Word of God, incorporating the Word of God, and praying and preaching and teaching, and then believing, and then living, you know, according to sound doctrine, according to the Word. And so, Father, tonight in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we come together tonight, Father, I pray tonight prayers that will be prayed from this day forward, because you said that my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then we would hear from heaven, and you would forgive our sins and heal our land. And so tonight, Father, we're praying prayers about praying, preaching, teaching, believing, and living according to sound doctrine, according to the Word of God. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, according to the book of Titus, the first chapter, verse 9 of the King James Bible, which says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, according to the book of Titus, the second chapter, verse 1 of the King James Bible. So be it, when the word declares, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Let this be, God, what comes out of our mouths, God, because it's been hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against you. And out of the abundance of our heart, let our mouths begin to declare, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through preaching, teaching, or just speaking, or just talking practical living things that we do, let it be based on the Word of God. As we pray tonight, according to the book of 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter, verses 2-4 of the King James Bible, for all of our preachers out there, ministers of the gospel, your word declares, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, as Paul wrote to Timothy. Even in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 3-5, the King James Bible, so be it unto us, Lord. For he declared, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. We continue to pray according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 3 of the King James Bible. We declare, so be it. For the times you say will come, Paul say will come, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. But Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus that those teachings will be replaced with sound doctrine, and preachers will preach things that make for and teach things and pray things, and we live things that make for sound doctrine. As we continue to pray according to the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5 of the King James Bible, when he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. He even declared in the book of 2 Timothy the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 through 5 of the King James Bible, he declared that if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, be it so according to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 through 21 of the King James Bible, on into the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 of the King James Bible, in that order. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 3 of the King James Bible, Paul writes, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, knowing this first, that there is no private interpretation of Scripture. As we read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, 39 of the King James Bible, so be it. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 1 of the King James Bible, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Father, make us wise as serpents. We denounce tonight all false teaching, all false doctrine, every evil spirit that is speaking in the ears of your people tonight. We pray according to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3 of the King James Bible. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, as Paul told Timothy, when I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Father, this is our prayer tonight, that all the teaching and preaching and praying and living according to the word become a healthy doctrine to your people. We're praying tonight according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15 of the King James Bible, that we all would study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, that we might rightly divide the word of truth. We're praying tonight according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13 of the King James Bible. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, says Paul, if faith in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, so be it. As we pray now according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5 of the King James Bible, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Be it unto us tonight. Father, we're praying tonight according to your word in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 51 of the King.
Unmuted.
The word declares that I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Be it so according to your word tonight. As we pray tonight in the book of, according to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 10 of the King James Bible, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for man stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, Father, we pray against it tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight and we praise you tonight for sound doctrine tonight, that it will be taught, it will be preached, it will be lived, it will be praised, so that your people can be established in the word of God, that we would give heed to the preached word, listen attentively as your pastors or your ministers expound the word of God each and every week, that we would study, hear, read, meditate, and memorize the scriptures diligently that we might have them readily available, that we may declare when we are under attack, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That if we read any other books, that they be laced with scripture, that we discuss, have conversation, and interact with each other based on the Bible, with our families, our friends, our mentors, our co-workers, our bosses, even our peers, that we do the work as we can do as evangelists, spreading that good news, one who shares their faith, the good news of the gospel, that we train up our children, that we teach, if we have to teach, teach the Bible, teach the things that make for good Christians. Father, we give you praise, Lord, and honor tonight that we have so many examples of the results of sound doctrine throughout the Bible. May we take heed to these examples. May we pay attention to the foretold prophecies, the ones that have already come to pass, the ones that are coming to pass now, and the ones that you promised will come to pass. May we hold fast to the profession of our faith, which is based on sound doctrine. May we be established in it tonight as we pray it, as we preach it, teach it, live it, and believe it. Father, this is our prayer tonight, that we know what we believe, who we believe, and why we believe it. Establish us in it now. Words that make for sound doctrine. This is our prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Eric Davis. Amen. And I'll continue to pray. Amen. About the scriptures, amen, the holy scriptures, sound doctrine, amen, being rooted and grounded in the salvation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. O Lord, strengthen our faith. Help us to never to doubt your word of your faithfulness. Lift us up that we may boldly proclaim your truth each and every day. Let us be sensitive to the leading of your spirit and never forget, according to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13 in the King James Bible, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, we praise you because your mercy are new every morning and your faithfulness is great. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. And we're praying tonight, Father God, on the Creating the Prayer Culture, well, the Prayer Culture Conference line tonight, Father God, our power prayer, Father God, as we unite together as truth seekers, intercessory prayer warriors, gatekeepers, Father God, overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, God. We're praying, Father God, for us to remain substant and steadfast in believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. According to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 in the King James Bible, you said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You also said, according to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 47 in the King James Bible, very, very, I say unto you, he that believed on me have everlasting life. According to the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31 in the King James Bible. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. According to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 24 in the King James Bible, very, very, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. According to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6 in the King James Bible, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. According to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 in the King James Bible, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. According to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36 in the King James Bible, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him. According to the book of John, chapter 8, verse 24 in the King James Bible, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sin, For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin. According to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 in King James Bible. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10 in the King James Bible. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we shall walk in them. According to the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23 in the King James Bible. Jesus said unto them, him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Ooh, glory to Jesus. According to the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 7 in the King James Bible. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanse us from all sin. According to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9 in the King James Bible. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. According to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 in the King James Bible, last scripture. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. May the blessing and the reading of God's holy scripture in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless.
Amen. So Brother Siobhan Davis. Tonight I'll be praying on conquering the thought life. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over our thought life. Even though we walk and live in the flesh, we are not carrying our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but in the flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God. With all the thorough destruction of strongholds, and refute arguments, theories, and reasonings, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and in every thought and purpose, away, captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. If our soul will bless the Lord with every thought and purpose in life, our mind will not wander out of the presence of God, my life shall glorify the Father, spirit, soul, and body. We take no account of the evil done to us. Pay no attention to his suffered wrong. It holds no place in our thought life. We are ever ready to believe the best of every person. We gird up the loins of our mind, and we set our minds and keep it set on what is above, the higher things, and not on things that are on the earth. Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there's any virtue and excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, we'll think on and wait and take account of these things. We'll fix our minds on them. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. In the name of Jesus, we will practice what we have learned and received and heard and seen in Christ and model our way of living on it. The God of peace, the one troubled, undisturbed well-being, will be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight my scripture reference will come out of the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, in the King James Version. And again, that's the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, in the King James Version. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen.
Good evening. This is Sister Scriven, and I will be praying knowing God's will. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are instructing us in the way we should go, and that you are guiding us with your eye. We thank you for your guidance and leading concerning your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. We do hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, but we know you and follow you. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Father, that our path is growing brighter and brighter until it reaches the full light of day. As we follow you, Lord, we believe our path is becoming clearer each day. Thank you, Father, that Jesus was made unto us wisdom. Confusion is not a part of our life. We are not confused about your will for our life. We trust in you and lean not into our own understanding. As we acknowledge you in all of our ways, you are directing our path. We believe that if we trust in you completely, you will show us the path of life. Amen. Tonight, our scripture reference will be coming from out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. Again, our scripture reference will be coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33, and I will be reading from the King James Version. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Helen Howard, and I will be praying for people of our land. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to claim your promise in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, Amplified. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We are your people, called by your name. Thank you for hearing our prayers and moving by your spirit in our land. There are famines, earthquakes, floods, natural disasters and violence occurring. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Lord, your son Jesus spoke of discerning the signs of the times. With the Holy Spirit as our helper, we are watching and praying. We desire to humble ourselves before you, asking that a spirit of humility be released in us. Thank you for quiet and meek spirit. For we know that the meek shall inherit the earth. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts today. See if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Forgive us our sins of judging inappropriately, complaining about and criticizing our leaders. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we will be clean. Wash us, and we will be whiter than snow. Touch our lips with coal from your altar, that we may pray prayers that avail much for all men and women everywhere. Lord, we desire to release rivers of living water for the healing of the nation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Man. And tonight our scripture reference will be coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 11, 25, and 26, out of the King James Bible. And again, our scripture reference for tonight will be coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 11, 25, and 26, out of the King James Bible. And it reads, verse 11, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves world. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
praying, renewing the mind. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we shall prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart. We lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you shall direct our paths. Today, we submit ourselves to your word, which exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges the very thoughts and purposes of our heart. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, intimidation, fears, doubts, unbelief, and failure. We refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Today, we shall be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your word, Lord, shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate on it day and night, and we may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then we shall make our way prosperous. Then we shall have good success. Our thoughts are the thoughts of the diligent, which tend only to plenteousness. Therefore, we are not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we present our requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Today, we fix our mind on whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and is seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, we will think on and weigh and take account of these things. Today, we roll our works upon you, Lord. We commit and trust them wholly to you. You will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to your will, and so shall our plans be established and succeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And our scripture reference for tonight will be read out of the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse out of the King James Bible. And again, our scripture reference for tonight will be read out of the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse out of the King James Bible translation. And it reads as this: "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Sharon, and I will be praying from, I'll take a prayer out of Jemaine Copeland's book, Prayers That Availeth Much, and it's to live free from worry. Father, we thank you that we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. We commit to live free from worry in the name of Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that in due time you may exalt us. We cast all of our cares, anxiety, all of our concerns, once and for all, on you. You care for us affectionately and care about us watchfully. You sustain us. You will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Father, we delight ourselves in you, and you perfect that which concerns us. You cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, and we bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. We lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. We run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, that you are able to keep that which we have committed unto you. We think on, we fix our minds on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of great, good report, virtuous, and deserving of praise. We will not let our hearts be troubled. We abide in your word, and your word abide in us. We abide in your word, and your word abide in us. Therefore, Father, we do not forget what manner of people we are. We look into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, and thus blessed in our doing. Thank you, Father. We are carefree. We walk in the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight, our reference scripture will come from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. Again, that's the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. And it reads, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen.
Deacon and Patricia McNair, and my prayer also will be coming out of Jermaine Copeland's prayer that is built much, and the title is boldness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am of good courage. I pray that you grant to me that with all boldness I speak forth your word. I pray the freedom of utterance be given me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news of the gospel, that I may declare it boldly, as I ought to do. Father, I believe I receive that boldness now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Because of my faith in him, I get to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access and unreserved approach to you with freedom and without fear. I can draw fearlessly and confidently and boldly near to your throne of grace and receive mercy and find grace to help the good times for my every need. I am bold to pray. I come to the throne of God with my petitions and for others who do not know how to send to the throne. I will evolve towards Satan, demons, evil spirits, sickness, disease, and poverty. But Jesus is the head of all ruling authority, of every angelic principality and power, disarming those who are arranged against us. Jesus made a bold display and public example of them, something over them. I am bold to declare that Satan is a defeated foe. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. I take confident and am encouraged, and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? I dare to proclaim the word toward heaven, toward hell, and toward earth. I am bold as a lion, for having made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and completed him. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. My scripture reference will come out of the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 14. The book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 14, the King James Bible. Wait on the Lord, be of courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is Minister Smith, and I will be praying out the Jermaine Copeland Prayer Bible tonight, book tonight. My prayer will be letting go of the past. Father, we realize we are helpless in saving ourselves, and we glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us. We let go, put aside all past sources of our confidence, counting them worthless than nothing, in order that we may experience Christ and become one with him. Lord, we have received your Son, and he has given us the authority, power, privilege, and right to become. To become your child. We unfold our past and put into proper perspective those things that are behind. We have been crucified with Christ, and we no longer live, but Christ lives in us. The life lives in the body. We have lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. We trust in you, Lord, with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will make our paths straight. We want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. So wherever it takes, we will be one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead. We don't mean to say that we are perfect. We haven't learned all we should, but we keep working toward that day when we will finally be all that Christ saved us for and want us to be. We are bringing all our energies to bear this one thing, regardless of our past. We look forward to what lies ahead. We strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which you are calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My scripture reference will come from the King James Bible, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Lester Hayes, and I will be praying a closing prayer tonight. Again, we're still praying for sound doctrine to prevail, amen. But there's a lot of teaching, a lot of things going on out there, a lot of false prophecy been out there, false teaching been out there. People are already going out with another gospel. But our prayer is that the Lord bring us back around
to that which make for sound doctrine, even our words that make for sound doctrine. So in my closing prayer tonight, in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior, Father, we pray for prayers, again, to be prayed, teaching, preaching, believing, and living according to sound doctrine. So not only us, but all saints everywhere, at all times, on this planet called Earth. We believe that this is the only way your will can be done, that we keep your commandments and obey them. We pray that we live our best lives now as followers of Jesus Christ, instructed in sound doctrine and the words of knowledge and wisdom that you have provided for us with understanding, and that we live our best lives after what is a good biblical, with following good biblical examples of what a good life entails, or our best life according to sound doctrine that is taught throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Or we pray in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we start today, not only us, but saints and believers, followers of Christ everywhere on this planet, that we all live our lives according to the Bible, your inspired word, that's good for doctrine, good for reproof, good for correction, good for instruction in righteousness, that the men and women of God may be thoroughly furnished and prepared unto every good work, your inspired word of God, which is our healthy, wholesome, life-fulfilling, for the building up and perfecting of all the saints of God on this planet, that we take the most important doctrine as an example of how the sound doctrine of God's living word imparts life to all who will hear and all who will believe and all who will receive God's word. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you according to the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 17 of the King James Bible. Be it so to us as the most important doctrine that will perfect all the saints for the work of ministry. We continue to pray according to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 13, the King James Bible, as we move to bring the prayer to a close. As the Apostle Paul admonished the saints of God through Timothy and Titus, he prayed that until we come, or I come, devote yourself to public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Verse 14, he said, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. So be it unto us according to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 13, the King James Bible, until we come into the perfect knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, as we close, in Jesus' name, we put you in remembrance of what the Apostle Paul said to his sons in the gospel, both Timothy and Titus, about sound doctrine according to the word of God. As Paul writes to them, as not only his sons, but as fellow colleagues in the ministry, he pleads with them to teach sound doctrine. So I plea, go out tonight, a call to the north, the south, the east, the west, throughout the body of Christ, to guard. He called for teach sound doctrine, to guard it faithfully, and to ensure its preservation by entrusting it to others. Be it so according to the book of Titus, the second chapter, verse 2 of the King James Bible, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13 of the King James Bible, and 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2 of the King James Bible. Be it so that we train, that we teach our people that they be rooted and grounded in sound doctrine. And so, Father, we thank you tonight and we praise you tonight. He said that we must hold firmly and be to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, not adding to or taking from, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine, as we should be aspiring to do, and refute those who oppose it. Verse 10, he said, for there are many rebellious people
full of meaningless talk, fables, deception, false teaching, false doctrine, and deception, especially those of the circumcision group, those who are bound by the law that killeth, the letter of the law that killeth, but the Spirit gives life. And so, Father, we pray tonight, as Paul told Timothy and Titus, teach sound doctrine, which refers here to the foundational objectives of truth of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he called for it, apostolic teaching, the great foundation. It's fitting for sound doctrine. It makes for sound doctrine. It's suitable for sound doctrine. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Fit us tonight for sound doctrine. Fit the body of Christ for sound doctrine. Lord, we pray that our ears be open for sound doctrine and that we reject all of the doctrine, all of the teaching, and that we hold on to and we embrace sound doctrine and words that make for sound doctrine. This is our prayer tonight. Now, God, we seal this word tonight with amen and amen as we pray. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. We pray to be established in your word going forth. Thank you for hearing all the prayers that went forth tonight, God, and answering them is showing us great and mighty things as we continue to lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, all the saints, Lord God, the body of Christ. We pray for our government right now, God. We thank you for the decision that was made today on the floor in the Senate, that things got thrown out that should not have been there, God. We thank you. We're seeing your justice. We thank you for the seven jurors that have already been selected, God. We're praying that they not be afraid or fearful to do their moral and ethical duties to support the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we're praying that the process be speedy and continue without any harassment, threats, intimidation, God. And we give you the praise, God, because you said the government shall be upon your shoulder. And your son, Jesus, is the only judge who would judge the living and the dead. So we lift this process up to you, and we pray continuously, God, for the peace in Jerusalem, God. We pray for the restoring of prosperity there. We're praying for an end to the war, peaceful solution. We're praying for a ceasefire, the bombing that's going on, God, between Iran and Israel, God. We're praying that we not get suckered and tricked into a war with Iran, God. We're just giving you praise, Lord, and honor tonight for bringing peace, because you are the Prince of Peace, and we make our appeal for peace to you, God. We're praying, Lord God, tonight, God, that we'll put our minds on you and fix them on you, that we, God, your saints of God, who are based on, who are establishing sound doctrine, we base our petitions on sound doctrine, promises. We hope in the things that you said that they will come to pass. So we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight for establishing us in sound doctrine. Put words in our mouth that make for sound doctrine as preachers and teachers and believers, ones who want to live a better life for the best life for a better future. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.